From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Ten Killer by L.J. Martin. Now let's begin with Ten Killer. Chapter 1. Johnny Ten Killer got his name in the usual way, from his father. What was unusual was how seriously he took it. Talk was he'd killed 10 men by the time he was 21. But he must have lost count. He was still killing men and women. He'd pushed the little Don horse he rode to near exhaustion. Sitting quietly in the shadows of a scrub oak thicket, he watched a farmhouse. Even though only 20 feet inside the scraggly growth, he knew he could not be seen in the deep shadows by the man who worked in the farmyard. Johnny's dirty canvas breeches and frayed doeskin shirt melded into the dry June undergrowth. The rusted metal on the lathered mare's tack caught no reflection from the afternoon sun. Ten Killer sat motionless. His long, stringy black hair and dusty, pocked complexion disappeared into the shadows. Even his cold black eyes caught no glint of light. He kept them half-closed, as he'd learned to do as a boy, hunting in the Chiricahua Desert in southern Arizona. His floppy-brimmed hat hung low over searching eyes, shading his face. The farmhouse nestled in a shallow draw just a little south of Porterville at the western foot of California's Sierra Nevadas, only 40 miles north of Johnny's destination. The farm wasn't much, but the big buckskin gelding in the corral looked like a lot of horse. Spotting the buckskin from the wagon road a quarter mile away, Johnny had carefully, quietly worked his way down through the shadows.